This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ruling Nepali Congress clears Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak in visit visa scam. CPN Maoist Center demands resignation. 4 regular flights to operate on a weekly basis from Solukhumbu's Phablu to Kathmandu. And US President Donald Trump agrees to extend European Union trade talks after 50% tariff threat. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress has stated that Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has no involvement in the visit visa scam. The conclusion was reached during a meeting of the Congress office bearers and former office bearers held at Party President Sherbhadu Dewa's residence in Bunalilkantha today. Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat informed that the Home Minister Lekhak provided a detailed explanation of the issue during the meeting, asserting no wrongdoings or lapses on his part. The meeting fully endorsed Lekhak's stance, concluding he has no connection to the scam. The party also demanded a fair investigation and action against those involved in the visit visa case. Meanwhile, the opposition party, the CPN Maoist Center, has called for Home Minister Lekhak's resignation over the same issue. In a meeting of its office bearers today, the Maoist Center concluded that Lekhak should resign to pave the way for an ongoing investigation into the visit visa corruption case. Party spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota stated that the party demands an impartial probe, noting allegations linking Home Minister Lekhak and Home Ministry officials to corruption involving the issuance construction of visit visas through the Department of Immigration. 2 siblings died in a fire caused by an LPG cylinder leak in Jayanagar of the Suddhodan rural municipality in Kapilvastu district. The incident occurred yesterday night when a fire erupted as the gas cylinder regulator was opened during cooking, according to the district police superintendent Nirajan Datta Bhatta. Both siblings sustained severe injuries and died en route to the hospital. The deceased siblings have been identified as Siva Kumar Yadav and Sonam Yadav. A study team investigating the recent flood and landslide in Tilgaon, Ward No. 6 of Namkha Rural Municipality in Humla District, has identified 3 glacier lakes above the Tilgaon village. The team, led by Senior Divisional Engineer Sushil Kumar Shrestha from the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, confirmed the lakes at an altitude of approximately 5,350 meters from the sea level. Previously, locals reported 2 glacier lakes, one of which likely burst on the 15th of May, triggering a massive flood and landslide. The disaster displaced 33 families from 18 households in Tilgaon, who are now sheltered in a nearby school. Nepal's Balance of Payments, BOP, recorded a surplus of 346.23 billion rupees in the first 9 months of the fiscal year 2024-25, slightly down from 365.16 billion in the same period last year, according to the Nepal Rashtra Bank. In US dollars terms, the BOP surplus was $2.55 billion compared to $2.75 billion previously. However, the current account surplus grew to 210.22 billion rupees from the 179.83 billion rupees in the same period last year. Foreign direct investment increased to 8.96 billion rupees from the 6.49 billion rupees, and the net capital transfers rose to 7.71 billion rupees from 4.78 billion rupees. 4 regular flights will operate weekly from Phablu Airport in Salleri, the headquarters of Solukhumbu district, to Kathmandu. Nepal Airlines will be operating weekly 4 flights in the route. Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal informed that the Nepal Airlines will fly services on every Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday. The Paklu Kathmandu Air services that had been halted for a protracted time due to technical glitches with the aircraft are now back in operations. According to the senior official of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal in Paklu, Bhanu Bhaktacharya, the resumption of flights has been made possible after the maintenance of the aircraft. The flight that was in operation once a week was grounded, which resulted in the suspension of Paklu Kathmandu services for a long time. Dhulikhel Hospital and the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, have signed an agreement to build a 100-bed trauma and emergency center in Dhulikhel Hospital, Ward No. 6. On the 16th of May, Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel and Japan's Parliamentary Vice Minister Ikuina Akiko finalized a 573 million yen grant to support the project, supplementing a 3.29 billion yen grant from the year 2023. The additional funding addresses rising costs due to inflation, as confirmed by the Japan's embassy in Nepal. The center will enhance medical services amid growing demand for stroke and heart disease treatment in the area. The initiative strengthens Nepal's healthcare infrastructure, ensuring better access to emergency care and supporting economic growth. The Japanese embassy highlighted that the center, equipped with modern facilities, will significantly improve healthcare quality in Nepal, marking a milestone in Nepal-Japan cooperation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to extend the deadline to negotiate tariffs with European Union by more than a month. Last month, he announced a 20% tariff or import tax on most EU goods, but later cut this to 10% to allow time for negotiations. On Friday, Trump expressed frustration with the pace of talks and threatened to raise the tariff rate to an even higher level of 50% as soon as the 1st of June. On Sunday, he wrote on social media that he was pushing his deadline back to the 9th of July after what he called a very nice talk with the European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen. Von der Leyen echoed Trump's assessment of the call and said the bloc was ready to advance talks swiftly and decisively. But in her own online post, von der Leyen wrote to reach a good deal, they would need the time until the 9th of July. Russia launched its largest ever drone attack on Ukraine overnight, killing 13 people, including children, across regions like Zhytomyr and Kyiv. The assault, involving 298 drones and 45 missiles, targeted civilian infrastructure, creating an atmosphere of terror per Ukrainian's emergency services. Concurrently, Russia and Ukraine completed their biggest prisoner exchange since the war began in 2022, swapping 1,000 prisoners each after the talks were finalized in Istanbul on the 16th of May. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for the stronger global sanctions, criticizing Russia's aggression. European Union diplomat Kaza Kallas and Germany's Johann Weidfull echoed demands for pressure on Moscow. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed displeasure, hinting at tougher sanctions against Russia. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to generally fair across the country today. There are also chances of thunderstorm in the hilly areas of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Ruling Nepali Congress clears Home Minister Ramesh Lekhaka in visit visa scam. CPN Maoist Center demands resignation. Four regular flights to operate on a weekly basis from Solukhumbu's Paklu to Kathmandu. And U.S. President Donald Trump agrees to extend European Union trade talks after 50% tariff threat. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.